I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. Right. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram. And don't forget to hit the like and subscribe.
That's right. That's right,
and share and all that stuff. And thank you for everybody that's been tuning in.
Thank you, everybody.
And shout out to all our other platforms. We're there.
Hey, if you're listening, appreciate you.
Yes.
All over the world.
Yes.
Thank you once again.
Thank you.
Continue to do so. Share with everybody.
Bangladesh.
All over the place.
India.
Asia, where you at?
Asia. England.
England.
Jamaica. Africa.
I think we got Jamaica.
What did I say?
I don't think we got Jamaica. Where are you at, Jamaica?
Oh, we coming. Jamaica?
I mean.
Oh, we're coming.
What the suck?
Oh, yeah. We there.
I should be there.
Yeah, we there. We gonna.
I'll smoke all of you. Facts.
Actually, you know, I hear people like, they say.
Don't put no crazy shit. Facts.
Well, okay.
What'd you
hear? What?
What were you saying?
I don't know.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right.
What up, yo?
What's going on, Jay?
Man, we did some comedy.
Yes, we did. We just did some comedy.
I
actually did some comedy on Tuesday.
Yeah, you did.
Shout out to the B-side. Shout out to Aunt Morrow. Shout out to all the comedians that were there. Shout out to Tyrone.
I wasn't there, but shout out to everybody. I like everybody that was there. You told me.
Yeah, Tyrone Gaines.
Shout out to Tyrone.
Shout out to Aunt Morrow. Shout out to
Fred there.
Shout out to Fred.
You say Big Rich Green was there.
Shout out to Big Rich Green. He was also in attendance.
Dave Flint.
Shout out to Dave Flint. He was also there. Shout out to JT the Smile Hustler.
Oh, yeah. JD the Smile Hustler.
JD.
Right.
The Smile Hustler. He was definitely in the house. And Flem Love was also there.
Oh, shout out to Flem Love.
Yes, yes, yes. There was a new gentleman there, and I can't think of his name right now. His name escapes me, but shout out to you. He had a cool-ass sweater on.
Shout out to you, a cool sweater.
Yeah, it was a couple other comics there that I can't remember right now. The names escape me. Please forgive me.
It's amazing, but go ahead.
What, did their names escape me?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I'm disappointed a little bit. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Toot, toot, toot.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Toot, toot, toot. Yes, because you know me. I don't know anybody we talked to tonight. I'm
kidding. Well, that was Tuesday. Yeah. We also did some comedy tonight.
Yes, but this is a different day.
Very good set you had tonight, sir.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Thank you, man. I did my best.
Way to do the damn thing.
I try.
You do very well.
Thank you. I try, man.
Considering, you know, it's just sometimes we have sets that go better than others. Same material sometimes. It's crazy. It's weird like that. I don't know what it is.
I know what it is. I'm going to just tell you. You got the haters. And you have the people that don't hate. You have the non-haters. And you have the haters.
Those guys and the other guys.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. It's just like, I watched the old video of Hall & Oates when they were at their prime. They looked like they were performing in front of like this dinner lounge, and they were singing like Rich Girl, and they was jamming out. They were doing a great job. And even then, I would consider that to be a classic tune, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you consider it a classic tune? But just think, when they were performing, it was people like not paying attention. They was eating.
Yeah, right.
And they was doing it. It was rocking out.
That was background music.
Like, little rich girl, you a bitch girl. You know, and doing all that thing. They was getting it. Certified getting it. Hall & Oates was, they was certified getting it. It was people talking to themselves, amongst themselves, not caring that they are up there rocking out.
Nope. Just like, oh. Who's playing this?
Like, music? Who is this? Like, who are these guys?
Why is this music going on?
And it be like that sometimes. And it's like, you know, hey, you know what? I do appreciate everybody that watches.
You ain't lying.
But it's like, maybe, like, after we're gone,
mm-hmm.
people are going to be like, man, those dudes, they dropped some gems, yo.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know?
I mean, you got to dig through. We usually drop some gems. Definitely some funny gems. But we speak truth, man.
We speak truth, our experience.
Yeah, definitely through experience. And,
yeah.
And, I mean, that's what it is, man. It's just, this is a video, like I said, I don't want documentary.
Like a vlogger memory. Vlogmentary. Sort of our comedy career.
Yeah, just life and then other people that we've met, obviously, because those are the guests that's been here.
Absolutely.
Know, that's been part of our journey.
Yes.
Within this. So it's just,
yes,
it's good to give back, man. Other people, you know, I don't know what it is. Like, I like to give props to all these comedians that I've met and I find hilarious in the Cleveland scene, because it's, why not? You know what I mean? Instead of, like, not giving props, you know.
I just want to know, how the fuck did you get a Circle K lighter? Like, did you need
why are you even giving them fucking...
I just want to know, like, why do you have it? Like, I know, but why do you have it? Like,
I don't know.
Did you, like, not have a lighter? And you was like, hey, Circle K, you guys got a lighter I can have?
No.
And then you went to the line and said, yeah, I'll take that one with Circle K on it.
Nope.
And it looks like a Bic, so I know you paid some money for it.
Nope. I don't even know.
You probably jacked it from somebody.
I probably jacked it from somebody.
All right. So bleep this out bleep my words out.
That's probably exactly what happened. Because are like pens.
But it's like a Bic, though.
Yeah.
It's a step above the crackhead lighter.
Midnight Paco lighter.
We need some Midnight Paco lighters, but I don't want them to be like Bics or crackhead lighters.
I got a different shirt on, people.
That is a great hoodie you have on, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Where did you...
And I got this shirt on.
Midnight Paco.
But it's chilly in this bitch right now, so I had to throw on my hoodie.
You wear really nice clothes.
I do. Because I wear nothing but Midnight Paco.
That's not true.
I'm a walking advertisement.
You wear more than Midnight Paco.
I do wear more than
you wear Justin Fuller wear. You wear Cordell Respress shirts.
I do.
You wear Britton Gray shirts.
I do.
You wear Chad, yes. I Am Chad shirts.
Impossicalities.
You wear all different types. Punk ass bitch shirts.
Punk ass bitch.
Punk ass bitch.
Shirts. Yes.
Shirts.
Yep.
We have yet to, we're going to expand. We're expanding the show. We're going to have more guests on here, more than people that do comedy, more than just comedians on here. Yep. So be on the lookout for that. Stay tuned for that, because that will be exciting. I don't know if I'm getting old, but that looks dark. Okay. All right. But it looks dark as fuck.
Watch it up. It's all about the production. It's all about the after production, people. Mm. What it looks like.
Okay.
You know.
I'm cool with it. Well, but we did some comedy, man.
We did do some comedy. It was funny because, you know what I dug?
What
dug?
You dug?
I said dug.
What did you dig at the dug?
The timer.
That is dope. To look at the timer, so you could, like, each set that you have in your mind, you can look up and see how long it took. And I saw the time clocking down. I mean, the time going down, and I kind of went over it. And not only did I go over it, it was like, bah!
Well, you know what's cool is before I went up.
It made a sound.
Before I went up, because I know my Google Bits at least a minute 30. It's close to it. And I know that little part I took from the one bit is only like 30 seconds. So that, I mean, once I got to that, all I got to do is throw in this. That should be another 30 seconds, which should leave me with my Amber Alert, which is 2 minutes. So you had a minute and a half plus that, and then I had a little bit of time to say, well, I ain't got nothing else. I just got off the stage. It was like 22 seconds left or some shit like that.
I was perfectly timed, but I didn't get to finish my joke the way I wanted to, but it's okay.
Didn't. Yeah, you did.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But you still said it, which is good. I mean, because it's basically just like a... it's almost like a tagline. It's like what his merch should say.
Yes.
We're trying to work on that one because you don't like the design I had.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, he liked it, but he's just thinking of, you know, what else.
I mean, it's a work in progress. Jay's a genius when it comes to the merch and the logos and things like that. Hey, get at him.
Hey.
If you need some business cards, you need some T-shirts and stuff like that.
Look, I do it. It's fun. What are you looking at? I got it. What is that? A fly? Something flying around? Got your attention? You know, people. Jaws nuts. Dude, I was sitting there the other day and I seen a spider. No, it was this morning. I seen a spider crawling and then it got underneath something else and then it disappeared. And I saw it move the thing and it wasn't there. I'm like, where the fuck is this spider? Now you're just looking all over for it. See what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, certain spiders, I'd be like, I let them go. Flies, they gotta go. I don't like flies.
We kill things so quickly. I smashed a moth and didn't think twice.
Yeah, he's a killer. But, you know, when it comes to, like, flies, they're so rude. They'll be on your food and then be on boo-boo at the same time. They just
fly around your fucking head.
And they bite.
They do bite.
They bite. You could... And the only reason why I know is because you feel it and you're like, it's a fly there.
Something just bit me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's you.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. You got enough? Yeah, get well vested. Enjoy yourself and not slap the crap out of it.
The best is I got hairs on my legs. Those are triggers.
You can feel them.
Yeah. So they
with skeeters.
Skeeters get.
Well, you can feel them with the skeeters, but.
They sneak in.
I'm telling you, man, look.
They sneak in.
Let me tell you something. Those down south skeeters.
I don't trust it.
They could bite you through your jeans, man. They bite you through your jeans, man.
Look, down south. No, thank
look,
you.
I think that they bite you through your shoes. If you got on some Air Force Ones.
Air Force Ones.
They'll get you through that hole that be on. They'll bite you through your Air Force Ones, man. I'm telling you, I think those skeeters down there is advanced skeeters.
I don't like none of them bugs down south.
I mean, some of them, I see them and I say, go ahead, feed your babies.
No.
Go ahead. fill up, and then I let one go, and then another one come. I'm like, wait a minute now. You're being ridiculous.
You ever do this where you do it, and because I always heard, like, if they're biting you and you flex, they'll put more blood and blow them up.
No.
I'm trying to do it, and it didn't
work. Did it work?
No.
Yeah, I don't.
But I've heard it was, so people get at us in the comments. Have you ever did that shit? This if a mosquito's
most people bite you, just normally flex. Slap them as soon as they see them.
I know. It's a quick reaction.
It's a reflex, but it
sucks.
But if
then you got a bump,
literally,
and it itches forever.
It literally sucks.
Ah.
Da da da.
Ah.
Ba ba ba.
Ah. 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 Vampire. Ah. Yeah.
But yeah, it but does. But yeah, I just, you know, sometimes I let them go. Like, okay, go ahead.
No,
don't be ridiculous. Hey, that's enough. That's enough.
It's a vampire movie.
No,
here,
it's just,
here. You need some. Take some. All right. It's enough. Yeah, I've seen enough of that bullshit. Come on, man. We're talking skeeters. You gotta kill them.
Well, no, they feed their children. So they feed their children with your blood. Do they?
You see how many skeeters are out there?
Do they make them? Do they make them your children?
No, you just. Possibly.
Yeah, because if they feed their children with your blood, those are your children. You got mosquito babies, man.
I don't need no more.
You got mosquito babies, man.
I ain't paying that support.
Look, if they feed their children with your blood, those are technically your babies.
Well, they got your DNA all up in them.
So that's right. That means that you're mosquito babies.
So you got to take care of them for the rest of their little skeeters.
You damn straight you do.
Man, skeeters. I don't like skeeters.
So technically,
you squish them and then they're dead.
You can have like one son and 107 sons.
107.
Because you got skeeter babies out there. You might have some skeeter babies out there.
It's like demon babies?
Skeeter babies.
Demon babies.
Look, if your skeeter babies be by the other people's babies, then they feed their babies with your babies.
Then you got more skeeter babies.
You got more skeeter babies. So technically, you got one son and 1,000 skeeter babies.
God dang it all. I don't want them skeeter babies. I don't want them demon babies.
You don't want no demon babies?
No, demon babies are Lilith when she has sex with you. That's what a wet dream is.
Sometimes if you have...
That's a lot. People.
You know, this is what I tell people. Your little angels is everybody else's demon. That's what I say. You know, you might have your little angel son, but he might be the demon to the rest of the world.
Right? What the fuck? That's a fucked up way of looking at it.
That's
man.
Your little angel, but he's
damn.
He's Lucifer to the rest of the world.
Holy shit.
That's your demon baby.
Yeah, that's your demon baby. Yep, people are out there like that.
Yeah, I mean,
everyone in prison right now, their mama care about it. Well, not everybody.
Well, I mean, but you know, just think about it, like, not even on that level. Like if you think about it, like, you ever dated a girl that had a baby?
Yeah.
And she thinks the world of that little baby. But you thinking in the back of your mind, you a little demon baby. You over here cock blocking. You never go to sleep. You be up all the time. You taking up all this time right
sleeping
now.
Sleeping in the middle between us.
Yeah. And I'm like, you ain't going to remember nothing, little demon baby.
You about to pass out. I'm going to move you to the side.
And they go to sleep.
Panties.
Go to sleep. Little demon baby. Little cock blocking demon baby. See, when I was in.
Damn.
When I was doing stuff like that, they didn't have melatonin. They did not have melatonin jelly beans. I wish they did. I was like, here, you want a jelly bean baby?
Did you say melatonin jelly beans?
You want a jelly bean baby?
They got melatonin jelly beans?
I don't know.
Fuck out of here. No, they got gummies, though. I know they do that.
I'm like, you want a jelly bean baby?
You want some candy before you go to bed?
You want some candy before you go to bed?
You had such a great day. You ate all your dinner.
Yeah, you did such a good job. You want some candy, baby? You want a little dessert? You want a little dessert, don't you? Come get some of this candy, baby. Okay, I'm done.
Drugging babies so they can get some nookie.
No.
You know what happens all the time.
What I said, they didn't have it when I was in action. Now I don't do nothing.
Nope. You just push him to the side.
I don't do nothing. I just be like, you know.
Go to bed. Go.
None of that.
Don't move. Don't move. Don't move. Stop. Okay. You go back to sleep.
You know what you do?
What?
You go to Google.
You go to Google.
You go to Google or YouTube. You got to Google YouTube and look up, like, pressure points. You look up knockout pressure points for children. I'm done, man. I'm fucking around. I'm not going to do this with you, Jay. I ain't doing this, bro.
That's just hilarious. Pressure points for children.
I'm not.
All right. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. I didn't know you were like that.
I'm not.
Kids, you're going to Betty Bar. Guess what?
Like, remember Spock used to be like...
Oh, you're so sleepy. Go to bed.
Yeah, like, how's my little Micah? Come here, Micah. I ain't seen you in so long. Yeah, man.
Hey, man, it's been like that.
I didn't know any pressure points. And plus, Google and YouTube wasn't such an access.
Nope. Back in the day, when I was younger.
Not a kid anymore. Sometimes. Kid again.
Yes. Boom, boom. But you know what, man? We grow. We learn. I did a podcast
recently. You did?
I was a guest.
Let's shout out that podcast. What's the name of that podcast, Jay?
One Last Question.
One Last Question. Yeah, shout out to Jason Lee and his wife.
Carrie, yes.
Carrie Lee.
They both have a... They do the podcast together. And I was the first guest. You will be apparently next.
Nice.
Is what's being told, but it was good, man. We did Rogan. It was like 2.5 hours long.
You did 2.5 hours long?
2.5 hours.
Wow. You know what? Jason and Carrie, I love you both.
Yep.
You're going to get a solid hour.
Yeah. Yeah, he's professional. He's all business. I was sitting there bullshitting, having drinks and smoking.
We're going to have fun.
No, of course.
It's going to be a fun hour.
Yeah, you're so stupid. Like, yeah. But it was a good time. Talked a lot of stuff. Talked about us, you know, the podcast. So, you know, everybody go check that out. I'll put the link in this description.
Please do, man. Yeah, you know, but Jason's a great comic as well.
Yeah.
You know, up and coming comic. You know, out of Cleveland or Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio area, Akron. You know, Akron, Canton, Cleveland. Yo, Cleveland comedy, Ohio comedy is on the rise. I almost said his name, but I'm not.
Whoa.
But he, you know, yeah, you know. You know.
Okay.
He knows.
All right.
You know.
Look, man. I like, we got nice little spots we can hit up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and just say this. Boom. This is all I'm going to say, and I'm going to just say it right here.
Oh, shit. He loves doing this.
Where are you from?
I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania.
This is Justin Fuller from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Yo, Erie. Check it out, yo. We coming.
Oh, yeah, we're in the
dungeon. Oh, Midnight Paco?
Oh, we coming.
Oh, we coming.
Oh, we coming.
Ha! 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 What's the little place called?
What?
Somebody's Magic Shop.
Oh, Keller's?
Hey, Keller's.
Oh, Lord.
Shout out to you, Keller's Magic Shop.
Especially for having some good comics there.
And a great comic there, Rob Coleman.
That's right.
You know what?
I seen Greg Morton, man.
Greg Morton was at Keller's?
Yeah.
So two friends of the shows
of the show.
Was at Keller's.
Headlining.
Greg Morton.
That's right.
Rob Coleman.
That's right. Check out the episodes.
We coming. Oh, Keller's? Midnight Cop Paco is coming. Oh, we coming. If we don't come to Keller's, Erie, PA.
Oh, we definitely.
We here now.
Yeah.
He's a product of Erie.
Oh, we're going to find a spot. Don't worry.
A product of Erie.
It's in the works. We're talking. We're going to have some, I'm thinking, well, at least once a month, maybe. We'll see what happens.
Captain Bob's. We coming.
Oh, shit. Pirates Cove.
Yes. Yes. And Vladimir Walters.
Waldemir. You got all the names wrong.
Kofo. We there?
Kofi. All the Erie slang.
Look, we're going to be up top.
Oh, shit.
Next to your doctors.
I was just saying, at the doctors.
Next to your doctors, we're going to be up top.
Speaking of which, I wonder if my sister had her baby.
Well, you don't know. If no. You're a great uncle.
I'm not a great uncle.
Uncle, great?
Yeah, uncle.
You don't know?
It's the third one.
Dude.
The fudge.
Listen, if you didn't have your baby yet, Corey is a unisex name.
Ah, shit.
It could be either male or female. And plus, people name their children after great people all the time.
Justin or Justina. Just throw an A.
I'm just saying, like, Corey, C-O-R-I if it's a girl, C-O-R-Y if it's a boy.
I mean, I get it.
And look, you can't be an a-hole but with a name like Corey. Like, Corey sounds happy. Hey, Corey.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just saying. You can't be a jerk or a downer. Like who's there? Oh, we got
it's fucking David. Corey.
Yeah. No.
Corey's bitch.
No, you'd be like, Corey's here. That's how it goes. Corey's here. Who's all over there? Corey? Oh, Corey's there? Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good-ass time. And then you got Justin. Corey's here, and then it's Justin. Justin Downer is here.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Like, who's here? Who's all over there? Corey's here. Oh, Corey's over there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no. Justin's boring, I guess. He's no fun.
Like, you'd be like, Corey's here. Oh, and then there's Justin.
He's in the corner.
Yeah, he's over there being Justin. But Corey's here. You know, that's all I'm saying. It's a unisex name.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right. Hey, think about it. That's all I'm saying, sister. I don't know. I gotta call her. I gotta see if she has a baby.
Yes, you should.
That a bitch. My dad says she's on baby watch. That's why. I was wondering when she was gonna have, but I ain't got no texts or nothing, so I'm assuming nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What else? Life, man. Life be life.
Yeah. And then keeps running.
You know, but it's been good. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
We out there doing shows.
Doing shows, doing competies.
Yeah. Hey, we got a great movie idea.
No!
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. But we're trying to think of something. We got the idea. So don't be surprised if we reach out at some point. I don't know, probably not. Well, I'm a lazy motherfucker boy. I could be writing some shit and then just stop.
Yeah, but see the difference is like even you, we motivate each other.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know.
Yeah.
That's the
same time I get stuck, it's like, but this could be fun. I mean, it's all about. Because you think when you structure shit, I mean, it has to be so many different things, blah, 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 this and that, blah, blah. But it's finding the, like you said, we talked about it all the time, we're just trying to look for something. And this is not a bad one. Watch out, people, is all I'm saying. If we can get this to work, if we can get together, it'd be fun.
We get it together, man. We get the people involved.
There's a lot to go into it, but it'd be fun. That's all I'm saying. Never know. We got a lot of shit.
Look out.
I still want to do the golf thing, but I don't know if we're going to have enough time.
Be on the lookout.
Yeah. Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call. at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. But hey, everybody. You can follow me at Just Before Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right. Please hit the like, subscribe, notifications if you would. Thank you, everybody. I know it's a short episode, but guess what, man? We did some comedy. I got to get up early.
Woo!
I'm doing this thing for you. Which next week. Same time.
Yo, tune in next week. We got a guest.
We'll see. We had one last week, Usher. I hope everybody enjoyed.
Yeah, man, tune in and show. And don't forget to hit the like, subscribe. Don't forget to comment. And don't forget, shout out and go to check out my man, OCB.
OCB, yeah.
Yo, yo, yo.
I can't walk.
Check him out. On all, I don't know if he's on all platforms. I think he's on.
He's on YouTube.
And he's on TikTok.
Oh, Cripple Bastard.
Yeah.
Check him out. Dog. Shout out to OCB.
We gotta get him on. Keep bullshitting.
Yeah, we're gonna get him on.
All right, everybody. Peace out.
Peace.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.